into their bathing suits and shorts and suntan lotion next week. 19 in White House, 15 in Lebanon, 17 in Phillipsburg, 17 in Stockton, 18 in Lambertville, and 11 in Raritan. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunter Chamber Radio weather. This is one of my favorite days of the year. We've done this three times. This is the fourth time we've done this. Hunterdon Central Regional High School musical players, the cast of Crazy for You is here, and we're going to have a great time for the next hour talking with the characters and even doing a little singing and, well, no reason to do any dancing. Nobody's going to see it. But nonetheless, I have about 20 people in the studio. It is packed, and you're listening to the overture of Crazy for You, which is going to take place next week. So we're going to talk to our directors and bring everybody in here. Let me get all my microphones up, and we'll say hello to everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you are?
I'm Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. And your role is?
I'm student directing this show.
All right. You're student director, and you are a co-director with another Sarah. Is that right?
Yeah, hi.
There she is. Okay, Sarah.
Hi.
Say hello to somebody out in Radio Land. I know your mom's listening, right?
Yeah, hi, Mom.
There you go. There you go. That was recorded, Mom, so you got that forever. All right.
Hi, Mom.
There you go. Another hi, Mom. Anybody say hi? There's always a big joke that nobody says hi to Dad, but that's okay. All right. Who else do we have on the microphones here?
I'm Dana.
Hi, Dana. What do you do?
I play Polly Baker.
All right, Polly. We're going to talk with you in a little bit because I got some interesting questions for you.
Oh, okay.
And I got over here.
Hi, I'm Alyssa.
Hi, Melissa. What is your role?
Alyssa, sorry. I play Irene Roth.
Irene Roth, okay. You guys are, Irene and Polly are interested in the same guy. It's kind of interesting.
Yes. Well,
I don't know if you guys knew that yet, but we'll find out. All right, so Sarah Squared,
yep.
Can you give us a little synopsis as to what this story is about?
Well, there's a man named Bobby Child who wants to be a dancer.
Right.
But his mom wants him to work at a bank, so she sends Bobby to Nevada to foreclose
on
a bank.
On a theater.
And there he meets Polly Baker, who he falls in love with.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, there's just a lot of mishap.
Yes.
And he pretends to be somebody who he's not to get Polly Baker's heart.
Right.
For his own.
And
okay.
To try to save the theater there.
And to save the theater.
Yeah, this it's funny. I read through this synopsis, and it started to feel a lot like How to Succeed in Business, a little bit. It had a little feel to that. Anyway, some interesting things that I learned about this. So this is a Gershwin.
Yes.
They call it a new Gershwin.
Yep.
And it debuted on Broadway in the 90s.
Yes.
Yet, this is all 1930s music. So how do you guys deal with the being a contemporary show, but then really having 1930s type characters or 1930s type settings and music?
Well, a lot of musicals were written set in the 30s, yeah. And the 40s, and 50s, and that's when a lot of them were written. So it's kind of just like another musical to us.
Yeah, just another musical to you. There you go.
Totally not born at all.
No, and the other thing I love about this is there's not a bad song in this show at all. This is like got all the top hits from maybe not Justin Bieber's or Lady Gaga's, but this is, you know, everybody who listened to the 30s, 40s, and 50s music, this music came from there. So Frank Sinatra's and all that, all the Rat Pack sings these songs. This is so cool. So I already got people who are ready to go to this show. So I have, I got some folks in here. We got Polly and Irene. Now, Polly and Irene, you guys are both after Bobby. Now, Irene, I hear that you've been engaged to him for like 5 years.
Yes.
How's it going?
Oh,
Well, not very well. We're not married yet.
Not yet? Why not? What's going on?
Well, he doesn't want to get married to me.
Why not? You're a nice girl.
Yes, well, apparently he has other interests.
He has other interests. What would those interests be?
Dance and eventually Dana.
Dance and eventually Polly. It's not
yes,
Dana.
Yes.
It's Polly. It's Polly. And then Polly, you're over in the other side of the world.
Yes.
You're in Nevada.
Yes.
And this is the setting of this is in the 1800s, right? Where cowboys and stuff like that, is it? Is that right?
It's
in the 30s. 30s. Oh, it is the 30s. Okay. I wasn't born in the 30s, so I don't know if there was cowboys back in Nevada in the 30s or not.
Yeah, I was.
But, Polly, here's my question. You're the only female in Nevada.
Yes.
You're obviously an intelligent individual.
I mean,
and you're the postmistress.
Yes.
What are you doing in Nevada with all those guys? There's nothing that good can come out of that.
Well, her family owns the theater that's in Nevada, so I mean, that's pretty much why she's out there. She works at the post office that's
all right
over there.
But Bobby's, you know, booking out of New York. You can certainly find a horse to get out of Nevada. I mean, you grew up there, obviously, and Dad's running the theater, and
yep.
So how's the theater going, by the way?
Not too well. The bank is coming to take it away,
mm-hmm.
But I mean, they're trying their best to make it work and keep it alive.
Sure, sure. Okay, and so I have I don't know if you know him, but there's a gentleman named Lank Hawkins. Do you know Lank?
I do.
Where's Lank?
Hi.
Hi, Lank. What's your real name?
Andrew.
Andrew. Welcome, Andrew. You are Lank, as a matter of fact. I thought that Lank should probably be a pretty tall individual, so I'm glad you're there. Now, Lank, what's the deal with you and Polly?
You know, she's not working for me. She's not there. She should be, but she's not.
What's she doing?
I just don't understand it. She's going after some other guy.
Well, that guy isn't there yet, so who is she going after?
Not you.
Not you.
What are you not having to offer? What are you not giving her?
You know, I just don't know.
All right.
It totally doesn't make any sense.
All right. Have you tried?
Oh, yeah.
What have you done?
I've asked.
all right. Give me a hint. What do you ask?
Her to marry me.
Oh, okay. And Polly, why? What's the deal? Why aren't you accepting this?
I don't know.
Roses? I mean, tumbleweeds? Doesn't he hand you like a bouquet of tumbleweeds or anything like that?
I'm not really into his type. I think Polly is looking for more than just a fling. I think she's looking for a romance and for love.
Right, a singer and a dancer. Yeah, that makes sense.
You know.
Okay.
Which I am not.
Into their bathing suits and shorts and suntan lotion. Next week. 19 in White House, 15 in Lebanon, 17 in Phillipsburg, 17 in Stockton, 18 in Lambertville, and 11 in Raritan. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunter Chamber Radio weather. This is one of my favorite days of the year. We've done this three times. This is the fourth time we've done this. Hunterdon Central Regional High School, musical players, the cast of Crazy for You is here. And we're going to have a great time for the next hour talking with the characters and even doing a little singing. And, well, no reason to do any dancing. Nobody's going to see it. But nonetheless, I have about 20 people in the studio. It is packed. And you're listening to the overture of Crazy for You, which is going to take place next week. So we're going to talk to our directors and bring everybody in here. Let me get all my microphones up, and we'll say hello to everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you are?
I am Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. And your role is?
I'm student directing this show.
All right. You're student director, and you are a co-director with another Sarah. Is that right?
Yeah, hi.
There she is. Okay, Sarah.
Hi.
Say hello to somebody out in radio land. I know your mom's listening, right?
Yeah, hi, Mom.
There you go. There you go. That was recorded, Mom, so you got that forever. All right.
Hi, Mom.
There you go. Another hi, Mom. Anybody say hi? There's always a big joke that nobody says hi to Dad, but that's okay. All right, who else do we have on the microphones here?
I'm Dana.
Hi, Dana. What do you do?
I play Polly Baker.
All right, Polly. We're going to talk with you in a little bit because I got some interesting questions for you.
Oh, okay.
And I got over here.
Hi, I'm Alyssa.
Hi, Melissa. What is your role?
Alyssa, sorry. I play Irene Roth.
Irene Roth. Okay. You guys are, Irene and Polly are interested in the same guy. It's kind of interesting.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys knew that yet, but we'll find out. All right, so Sarah Squared,
yep.
Can you give us a little synopsis as to what this story is about?
Well, there's a man named Bobby Child who wants to be a dancer.
Right.
But his mom wants him to work at a bank, so she sends Bobby to Nevada to foreclose
on
a bank.
On a theater.
And there he meets Polly Baker, who he falls in love with.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, there's just a lot of mishap.
Yes.
And he pretends to be somebody who he's not to get Polly Baker's heart.
Right.
For his own.
And
okay.
To try to save the theater there.
And to save the theater.
Yeah, this it's funny. I read through this synopsis, and it started to feel a lot like How to Succeed in Business, a little bit. It had a little feel to that. Anyway, some interesting things that I learned about this. So this is a Gershwin.
Yes.
They call it a new Gershwin.
Yeah.
And it debuted on Broadway in the 90s.
Yes.
Yet, this is all 1930s music. So how do you guys deal with the being a contemporary show, but then really having 1930s type characters or 1930s type settings and music?
Well, a lot of musicals were written set in the 30s, and the 40s, and 50s, and that's when a lot of them were written. So it's kind of just like another musical to us.
Yeah, just another musical to you. There you go.
Totally not important at all.
No, and the other thing I love about this is there's not a bad song in this show at all. This is like got all the top hits from maybe not Justin Bieber's or Lady Gaga's, but this is, you know, everybody who listened to the 30s, 40s, and 50s music, this music came from there. So Frank Sinatra's and all that, all the Rat Pack sings these songs. This is so cool. So I already got people who are ready to go to this show. So I have I got some folks in here. We got Polly and Irene. Now, Polly and Irene, you guys are both after Bobby. Now, Irene, I hear that you've been engaged to him for like 5 years.
Yes.
How's it going?
Well, not very well. We're not married yet.
Not yet? Why not? What's going on?
Well, he doesn't want to get married to me.
Why not? You're a nice girl.
Yes, well, apparently he has other interests.
What would those interests be?
Dance and eventually Dana.
Dance and eventually Polly. It's not
Yes,
Dana.
Well, yes.
It's Polly. It's Polly. And then Polly, you're over in the other side of the world.
Yes.
You're in Nevada.
Yes.
And this is the setting of this is in the 1800s, right? Where cowboys and stuff like that, is it? Is that right?
Thirties.
Oh, it is the thirties. Yeah. Okay, I wasn't born in the '30s, so I don't know if there was cowboys back in Nevada in the '30s or not.
Yeah, I was.
But Polly, here's my question. You're the only female in Nevada.
Yes.
You're obviously an intelligent individual.
I mean,
and you're the postmistress.
Yes.
What are you doing in Nevada with all those guys? There's nothing that good can come out of that.
Well, her family owns the theater that's in Nevada, so I mean, that's pretty much why she's out there. She works at the post office that's
all right
over there.
But Bobby's, you know, booking out of New York. You can certainly find a horse to get out of Nevada. I mean, you grew up there, obviously, and Dad's running the theater, and
yep.
So how's the theater going, by the way?
Not too well. The bank is coming to take it away,
mm-hmm.
but I mean, they're trying their best to make it work and keep it alive.
Sure, sure. Okay, and so I have I don't know if you know him, but there's a gentleman named Lank Hawkins. Do you know Lank?
I do.
Where's Lank?
Right
Hi.
Hi, Link. What's your real name?
Andrew.
Andrew. Welcome, Andrew. You are Link, as a matter of fact. I thought that Link should probably be a pretty tall individual, so I'm glad you're there. Now, Link, what's the deal with you and Polly?
You know, she's not working for me. She's not there. She should be, but she's not.
What's she doing?
I just don't understand it. She's going after some other guy.
Well, that guy isn't there yet. So who is she going after?
It's not you.
Not you.
What are you not having to offer? What are you not giving her?
You know, I just don't know.
All right.
It totally doesn't make any sense.
All right. Have you tried?
Oh, yeah.
What have you done?
I've asked.
all right. Give me a hint. What do you ask?
Her to marry me.
Oh, okay. And Polly, why? What's the deal? Why aren't you accepting this?
I don't know.
Roses? I mean, tumbleweeds? Doesn't he hand you like a bouquet of tumbleweeds or anything like that?
I'm not really into his type. I think Polly is looking for more than just a fling. I think she's looking for a romance and for love.
Right, a singer and a dancer. Yeah, that makes sense.
You know?
Okay.
Which I am not either.
In Nevada.
Yes.
Singer and dancer in Nevada. Now, the we have Link, and you're struggling to try and get Polly, and Irene, you're trying to keep Bobby entertained, and Bobby moves on out to Nevada to try and close on this house, close on this theater. And how does Bobby meet you, Polly?
He just kind of stumbles in, honestly, and she meets him and. He tries to woo her, essentially, and says how he's going to save the theater, but she later finds out that he's from the bank, so she gets really mad at him and tensions.
Yeah, well, I'd be mad at him if he came in and tried and took my business away as well. It doesn't, you weren't expecting that, right? He's over in New York. Took him a while to even get there.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden he just shows up, and what does he say? It's time to foreclose? Game over?
He's trying to save the theater, but she thinks that he's only out there to take the theater.
Okay.
And that he's lying to her, basically.
So you're having, you got a lot of trouble, like, reading into people, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, here's Link, he's trying to help you out, and you don't got no interest in him. And then your soon-to-be love of your life, you don't even know that he's even there. Okay. Very well. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more of our Crazy For You players in just a minute. You're listening to Good Morning Hunter and HuntingtonBerry.com.
Is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
All
Rob Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning, Hunter and Hunter Shimmer.com. The Crazy For You cast of Hunter Central Regional High School is with me, and we brought in another set of characters. We're going to speak to Bella. Bella Zangler. Good morning, Bella. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
All right. Are you Austrian, German? What is that?
I am Hungarian.
Hungarian. Okay.
Yes.
Now, how did you acquire your Hungarian accent in Hunterdon County?
With lots of practice. Yes.
And who is the person playing Bella Zangler?
The person playing...
You don't know this question? This is a tough answer.
Me? John?
John, me.
Yes.
Me. All right, John. Nice to have you, Bella. All right, so Bella, I got a question for you. You're running your theater in New York. How's that going?
My theater in New York. So my character loves this girl named Tess,
mm-hmm.
and she moves to Dead Rock, Nevada, with all the other characters. So what I have to do is I have to go find her, and so in order to impress her, I bring my theater to Dead Rock. And so I sell my theater in New York, and we put on the show in Dead Rock,
mm-hmm.
and a bunch of stuff happens from there.
Sure, sure, I understand.
Yes.
Now, what's your romance, or what's your desires with Tess there? What's attracting you to her? Is the Hungarian accent always got an in the middle? Is that part of the Hungarian accent?
Little bit, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. It's authentic. It's like you're thinking Hungarian, but you're switching it to English. I get it.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Good.
All right. It's a second language, the English. Tess, our backstory is we've known each other for a while, but...
Right.
Bella Zangler has a wife, Mrs. Zangler,
uh-huh.
and you know that marriage isn't going very well. So I want to marry Tess.
Okay.
And eventually, Mrs. Zangler leaves me, and a bunch of stuff happens. And well, you should come and see the show to find out what happens between Zangler and Tess.
Excellent. All right. So you moved the show out to Nevada, Dead Rock, Nevada. Now that should have given you a pretty good hint that you need some work on the business side, but that's okay. Another question for you: this kid Bobby Child shows up and he auditions for you. What's your take on his dancing and singing ability?
He's all right in both of those, but he's kind of annoying. So, yeah.
How so? How is he annoying?
Bit of an overachiever.
Okay.
a little bit of a moron.
All right. As opposed to the guy who's building his show out in Dead Rock, but that's
yeah,
annoying.
Yeah, no,
okay.
Fine. Yeah.
All right. Gotcha. Very good.
Yeah.
All right. So you really don't think he's lead man material?
No, not at all. No.
Okay. Now, did you have an artistic background in your past, your history? Are you a singer, dancer, Bella?
I came up as a pretty prominent dancer.
Okay.
And from then on, I became the leader of the Zangler Follies.
Gotcha.
My very own dance organization, I guess. All
right.
And so, yes, I'd say I have a pretty good background in dancing, so I can tell whether Bobby is, you know.
He needs some work.
Yeah.
All right. He's a work in progress. All right. We move on to Eugene and Patricia Fodor, or Fodor?
Fodor's name.
Fodor.
I'm Eugene.
And I'm Patricia.
Now, you know, when I learned that you two were coming on, one of the questions, first of all, it's not past me that it's Fodor, and it's that happens to be a prominent guidebook for real. What is two British citizens doing in Nevada? I mean, really, there's nothing like that in Britain. What are you doing over there?
Indeed, there's not. And our goal by visiting Nevada is actually to write our own sort of guidebook on the American West.
Okay.
Yes, we'd like to see the environment in Nevada because it's different than that of Britain, but we also like to observe the Americans because they are an interesting population.
All right, now, there's a number of different dialects in the British colony, What did you? How did you guys decide on this strain of British accent?
We were bored with it. Absolutely, we came out this way, and
okay.
That's
can't like shake
it.
These people out of their own character. Okay, I got you. All right, that's fine. I can go with it. That's good. All right, so the performance is put together here to somehow save the Dead Rock Theater. They have the opening show, and what happens?
Well, when the opening show is about to be put on, all of the characters in Dead Rock are waiting for guests to show up from all over Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the train arrives, Patricia and I are the only ones on the train.
Yes, and they are quite downhearted because we didn't come to see the show, because we came to write the guidebook to observe the Americans. So it's a bit of a plot twist.
What is the guidebook going to say about the Americans?
Oh, well, they're a silly bunch, aren't they?
That they are. They are very interesting.
Okay. And that's going to invite other British people to come in and mock the Americans.
Oh, well, it's sort of like when you go to the zoo and you see all of the animals frolicking about. It's a similar concept.
Seriously, you just keep going back because you can't get enough.
I had a talk with the animals the other day. We did Rex... because it was his birthday. Okay, very good, Eugene and Patricia. So then we have our cowboys.
Hello.
Sam, don't go anywhere, Patricia and Eugene.
Staying.
Eugene, Sam, and Moose, right? Do I have that right? What's that?
Mingo.
Sam and Moose. We were talking to Polly just a few minutes ago, and we noticed... And I just kind of apprised her of the fact that she was like the only female, except for Patricia, obviously, in the Nevada Dead Rock region. You guys don't get out much, do you?
No, we just really like to relax, and we're very lazy. We just lay around all day. We sing about it quite a lot.
That doesn't make you very good cowboys. From what I gather, cowboys are supposed to actually be like ranchers and stuff like that.
Well, someone else will do that.
Yeah.
Who's your boss?
Ourselves.
Okay. And how do you guys make money?
I don't know. You kind of... Stamp collecting. I have two now.
And so, Eugene and Patricia, how are people going to actually show up into the theater if we got three guys here... potential patrons who don't have any cash to actually make it to the theater?
Well, we build up a sort of momentum, because we hit this point and everyone says, oh, they didn't come for the show, and they get downhearted. But we raise their spirits with our British phrase, stiff upper lip.
Excellent. All right. So, what are you guys spending your money on when you collect your stamps and find something rare?
Well, Dead Rock is a pretty small town, so... Yeah. All we do... Oh, we don't really do too much. It's very secluded. There's, mm-hmm. like, maybe like 50 guys and like one girl, maybe right. two. So.
Yeah. That's it.
That's pretty much it.
That's it.
Nothing.
Sort of sit around.
Yeah.
Still. Sit around.
Yeah, we're not very good cowboys. All
right.
But when Bobby Child comes with all the chorus girls, we get very excited.
Oh, yeah.
We get very excited.
I imagine.
We've never seen so many females in our
lives. I imagine. Must have been quite a sight to see the Zangler Follies showing up.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. All right. Very good. So you have the Zangler Follies and a big show. And why didn't you guys show up to the opening night?
Well, we're in the show.
Oh, yeah. Pardon me. Sorry about that. I must have missed that on my cue. All right. What do you guys do in the show?
Well, us being cowboys, sitting around all day, we don't really do too much. So this is our first show, and we have no clue how to do anything. None of us can dance, specifically me.
Okay.
So what Bobby tries to do is play by our strengths, and so he gives me a string bass, and I play the bass in the show.
Okay.
And they do something else.
What are they?
They can tell you what they do.
What do they do?
We just sort of stand there and look good.
I do a lot of picking girls up and stuff, but that's really all.
Is that like you ask them out, or you actually lift them up
physically?
Oh.
And then he puts them down.
And then he puts. Well, that's a commercial, I think, somewhere. All right, so we got the three cowboys, we got the farters, and then we have Bella. We're at the halfway mark. We're going to come back after a little tech break, and we're going to bring back some of these folks to do a little excerpts from the songs in the actual musical. So hang on. You're listening to Good Morning Huntin' on ChamberRadio.com. All right, we're back, and we were ready to go here. We got everybody set up to start performing their excerpts, so we need a little lead-in as to what this one is. What is the...
This song is called Slap That Bass, and it's one of our showstoppers, okay. And it's really cool, and it's Bobby encouraging everybody to sing and dance and be energetic.
All right, here we go. We got the entire cast here, and they're going to start.
Things would be better off if they zoom now and then.
Today you can see we're the happiest men.
Please, if you want to bubble, slap that face, slap away your trouble. Learn to zoom. bass!
Pretty good. Slap that bass. So what was that? Was part of the actual show, right? The in Dead Rock?
Yes.
All right.
It's when we're learning. It's when we're learning the music.
When you're learning the music.
Just get into rehearsals.
Teaching okay. the cowboys to dance.
Yes.
All right. Excellent. All right. What's next?
Someone to watch over
me. All right.
There's a saying old says that love is blind. Still we're often told, seek and ye shall find. So I'm gonna seek a certain that I've had in mind. Looking everywhere, haven't found him yet. He's the big affair I cannot forget. Only man I ever think of with regret. I'd like to add his initial to my monogram. Tell me, shepherd for this lost lamb. There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be
right. That was sweet. Whoops. Too much feedback. Hang on. All right. That was good. You have a really sweet voice.
Thank you.
Very nice. That's going to be a big showstopper. All right. What else we have? I've got to turn on these speakers. We're getting feedback through that. What's the next one there, director?
Biding my time. By the three cowboys.
All right. The ones that don't do anything.
They're
going to
sing about not
doing anything. All right. Get to sing about not doing anything.
I'm biding my time.
Cause
that's the kind of guy I'm. While other folks grow dizzy, I keep busy biding my time. Next year, something's bound to happen, bound to happen this year, I'll just keep on napping.
Right. Sweet. You guys sing. You obviously do something. You guys should check out the harmonizers down the street. They could use some of you guys. Get to wear the red jackets. All right, what's the next one? That was a good one.
Naughty Baby.
Naughty? Oh, okay. I got to get ready for this. I got to get ready for this one. Okay. Now, this is Irene's doing this one? Is that right?
Yes.
Now, Irene, you're obviously not singing this to Bobby.
To Link.
You're singing it to Link.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a huge amount of flip flop. We're going to get to that a little later about how everybody winds up in different places. So all right, let's hear it, Irene. Naughty Baby. Uh oh.
You are, without a doubt, the rudest, most uncouth, roughest man I have ever met. If about a girl who's sentimental, one who never set you in a whirl, one who will be always sweet and gentle. I am not that sort of girl, but if you prefer a rather swift one, if you think you'd like to run around with a bright one, I am just the right one. Naughty baby, naughty baby, who will tease you? I can show the way and know the way to please you.
All right. That's it. This is an excerpt, though. There's more to that one, right?
Oh, yes.
Right. Oh, yes. Okay. Apparently, you need a lot of air conditioning in the auditorium when that one hits. Okay. What else we got?
Embraceable You.
Oh, Embraceable You. Okay. And this is done by Polly.
Yes.
All right, Polly. So we get two from you. Good.
Dozens of men would storm up. I had to lock my door. Somehow I couldn't warm up to one before. What was it that controlled me? What kept my love life lean? My intuition told me you'd come on the scene. Mister, listen to the rhythm of my heartbeat, and you'll know just what I mean. Embrace me, my sweet embraceable you. Embrace me, you irreplaceable you. Just one look at you, my heart grew tipsy in me. You and you alone bring out the gypsy in me.
All right, that was Polly, Embraceable You. Sweet. I love these songs. This is like, I'm awash in all this great music. And the Pit still does all this work, right, Ms. Indeling? They're the ones coming? 52?
Musicians.
52 musicians will be playing in the Pit, so that's pretty cool.
Our student director also plays the tuba.
I play the tuba.
Get out of here. Awesome. All right. Tuba. All right, what do we got next? I see another cowboy.
A real American folk song.
A real American folk song, okay. Let's have it, cowboy.
American folk song is a rag, a mental jag, a rhythmic tonic for the chronic blues. The critics called it a joke song, but now they changed the tune and they liked it somehow. For it's inoculated with a syncopated sort of meter, sweeter than a classic strain. Boy, you can't remain still and quiet, for it's a riot. The real American folk song is like a fountain of youth. You taste, and it elates you, and then invigorates you. The real American folk song, master stroke song, is a rag.
Wait a minute now. When did you guys on the range learn rag and jazz? When did that happen?
Intermission.
I mean,
yeah.
Because
the showgirls.
Oh, okay. Everybody does anything for a female. It's a bingo, isn't it? All right. Very cool. So we had to
stiff upper lip.
Stiff. Oh, okay. Stiff upper lip. Next. Excellent. Oh, we got Patricia. Patricia and Eugene. Now, wait a minute. Before you do this, do you guys sing in English accents? Because most of the English guys, Beatles and the Rolling Stones, they don't sing in English accents.
Oh, yes. Well, we're just a bit better than the Beatles.
Okay. All right. English accents. I can't wait.
John's being Bobby?
Yes.
All right.
Do you want to share the...
Bobby.
The beginning?
Am I here?
Yes.
Down fella.
Carry on.
Bluff.
Chin up.
Keep muddling through.
Stiff upper lip.
Stout fella.
When the going's rough.
Hip hip to old man. Shovel it to you.
Carry on through thick and thin. If you feel you're in the right. Let the fighting spirit win.
Fight, 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 fight.
Stiff upper lip.
Stout fella. When you're in a stiff. Silver bridle. This is our motto. Keep muddling through.
All right. Okay. Nice up tunes. Love this. This is great. What's next?
Finish because I've got rhythm.
All right. Well, I got rhythm. All right. There's no turning back now. You have to do this one great. Everybody knows what this song's all about. We got the whole cast doing this one?
Days can be sunny with never a sigh. Don't need what money can buy. Birds in the trees sing their day glove song. Why shouldn't we sing along? I'm chipper all the day, happy with my lot. How do I get that way? Look at what I've got. I got rhythm, I got music, I got my man who can ask for anything more. I got daisies in green pastures, I got my man who can ask for anything more. Old man travel, I don't mind him.
I got rhythm,
I got music,
I got my man,
who'd ask for anything more.
I got daisies in green pastures,
I got my man,
who'd ask for anything more.
Old man trouble, I don't mind him, you won't find him hanging round the front of that door.
I've got starlight, I've got sweet dreams,
I got my man, who can ask for anything more.
Sweet. That's going to be great. All right. That was the big finale there. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll bring back everybody for a little bit more retrospect as to what's going on with Crazy for You right after this. You're listening to Good Morning Hunter on Chimbarrito.com.
Of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566. 1566.
Hi, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, you have probably already gathered a lot of information. In a way, that is a little like taking a drink of water out of a fire hose in that you're no longer thirsty and at the same time are a little overwhelmed by all of the information that you have found. This is where I can be of help. As a local real estate market specialist, I can help you by understanding your objectives, showing you how to assemble that information that you've already found, supplementing it with highly accurate and timely data that I have access to, and assisting you in developing a strategy to turn your objectives into reality. Let's start by spending a few minutes over the telephone. Please give me a call at 908-238-0118 to get that process started. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, we should be talking now. Once again, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors at 908-238-0118. And you could also visit my site at my first initial J, my last name, Peters.com.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon. I'm Jim Marriott-Com. We have the Hunterdon Central Regional High School players here from the cast of Crazy for You. Just got a few more minutes left, and I'm going to bring Sarah back in, one of the co-directors. And Sarah, the times when these performances are going to be available?
Yes, so on Wednesday we have a show for the senior citizens starting at 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
And then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the 12th, 13th, and 14th are all of our show dates. On Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we have a night show starting at 7. And on Saturday, we also have a matinee starting at 2 p.m.
Excellent. And tickets can be acquired?
At the box office right by the auditorium.
Excellent. Okay. Now, the good news is, the weather report, Ms. Interlinen, says that there's no snow anytime between now and next weekend. The bad news is that you've had to deal with this for a week. So how's any interruptions? Were you guys really ready to deal with it? Did it really affect you at all, the snow? And
It's a touchy subject.
It's a touchy subject on a lot of levels. But I'm sorry, you were ready?
We have a lot of Saturday rehearsals, and we have our tech rehearsal tomorrow and also on Sunday.
Okay, so you guys would be very busy.
Oh, yeah.
I was in the pit when I was in high school, and it was one of my most favorite times of the year. We did be with the cast a lot, and so when you're with those many people for that long a period of time, it's one of the most memorable times of your high school career, guaranteed. So you probably already realized that, but I'll just emphasize it anyway. How many new guys do we have? I know you had last year you had a lot of seniors that left. So how many veterans do we have, and how many new guys do we have? They can't see you raising your hand on radio.
I realized that very quickly.
That was big last year.
On the radio or on the show?
On the show. On the show.
Andrew and
Nick.
Yeah.
Eugene. Okay. So so a lot of you are veterans, and you were in last year's show?
Yeah.
Alright, so we've met before. All right. So you knew how crazy this was gonna be in the beginning. Alright, that's cool. We have a few more minutes left. What else do we need to do? One of the things we do need to talk about, but I don't want to give the ending, is that a lot of the characters who went in trying to experience love with one particular person walks out at the ending with somebody completely different. Any insights into all of that and how that all happened, or you want to leave that all to the surprise ending when the people watch it?
Patricia and I's love endures.
Yes. I did notice, Eugene, that you actually did not switch partners. That was pretty cool.
Nothing will change.
It's very conservative British people you are. Okay.
Go ahead,
Sarah. All right, so everybody else finds it is a happy ending, right?
Yeah.
you definitely yes. want to go into watching the show with an open mind, because there are some couples you would never expect, right?
Oh, yes.
Wait a minute. Is that Sarah? Sarah, come over here.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
You were the one that said you didn't want to talk, and yet you're talking in the back. Say that again.
That there are some couples you would never expect to see okay. end up together.
All right. All right, so there you have it. You gotta watch out. And what would you say now for those of you who've done a couple other musicals in Hunter and Central and this one? What's the comparisons? What did you like? What do you think is different?
Well, I've been in the show all 4 years. And
okay, but you don't do anything.
That's the only thing I do, obviously.
Burn!
But I love my school's theater department, specifically because we choose such great like shows that are very different from each other, and mm-hmm. it's not the same thing every year.
Right.
But to have Crazy for You top off my 4 years, I think this one trumps off all the other three because it's Gershwin, mm-hmm. it's a family show, everyone can come see it.
Right.
The music's phenomenal. The cast is phenomenal. It's just a very well-rounded show, and I'm so proud to be a part of it.
Excellent. And you were in How to Succeed?
How to Succeed, Singing in the Rain, and Pippin.
And Pippin. All right.
And Lexi, too. Or and Patricia, excuse
Patricia
me.
Patricia, too.
And
yes.
Patricia, too. So you've been all 4 years as well?
All 4 years,
great.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Eugene and I think that this year in America, this cast is very nice. They're very welcoming to us.
Good-looking people.
Okay. So you should come see the show. It's a great community feel, and we all love each other.
How do you keep those two bottled up? It must just absolutely ruin the... must just ruin the rehearsal, like, constantly. All right. Anything else? Polly, how's everything going for you? You enjoy this music?
Yeah, I think my favorite thing about this show is definitely the music. Because it's just, I mean, Gershwin music is great, and it's one of those shows where you walk in and you're like, hey, I know that song, and I know that one too.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's really enjoyable for everyone.
Now, what's interesting about this show, I read, is that some of the music is obviously from Girl Crazy in the 1930s, but other music has been inserted in from other musicals. Is that what I read?
Mm-hmm.
I believe so, yeah.
So, do you know what those one? I know one was Les Mis, right? There's a parody of Les Mis in there.
Yes.
There's okay. an allusion to Les Mis
yeah.
at the end of Stiff yeah. Upper Lip.
Okay.
I'm sure if you can get it, too. That was not...
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The threat of a government shutdown at midnight tonight seems to be growing as lawmakers are still trying to pass a temporary extension that would keep the government funded and avert such a shutdown. Such a bill narrowly passed the House late yesterday, but in the Senate, Democrats are demanding any such legislation include a provision that would permanently fix the DACA program, which shields undocumented immigrants brought to the U.S. as children, but which the president wants rescinded and replaced with a better system by March. White House spokeswoman Kellyanne Conway says,
DACA, it has until March to be fixed. And this president has said publicly, transparently for the whole world to see,
right.
that he is willing to do that.
Over 100,000 pro-life activists currently gathering in Washington where they're about to step off on the annual March for Life and rally against abortion. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance,